This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in London. And in the top law schools around the country, new AI courses. Schools like Columbia, Harvard, and Stanford have already introduced courses utilizing AI, how artificial intelligence meets the law, after these tech headlines. Tesla CEO Elon Musk made his case for an on-demand robot taxi fleet that he says would begin next year. In a presentation to investors early this week in Palo Alto, California, Mr. Musk said by the middle of next year, more than 1 million Tesla cars on the road will be able to operate without a human driver. He also expects regulatory approval in at least one market that would enable a robot taxi service by the end of 2020. The plan is for Tesla owners to push a button on a smartphone app to put their cars into commercial service and pick up riders on the company's network. A startup that helps freight carriers manage their fleets is the latest tech company valued by investors at more than $1 billion. San Francisco-based Keep Truckin' has raised $149 million to build out its digital freight services, offering things like electronic logging devices to reduce fuel usage and monitor how much time truckers spend behind the wheel. Keep Truckin' also says it is developing artificial intelligence applications to analyze footage and driving events in real time. And the Journal says credit card pitches are moving from the mailbox to the social media feed. Several big card issuers recently increased spending on Facebook ads in an effort to attract new borrowers. Case in point, Capital One and American Express spent an estimated $18.6 million and $13.5 million in 2018. Capital One, for its part, has been paying Instagram and Twitter users with 100,000 to 1 million followers to post photos, mainly of restaurant settings. And while growing, the ad money is still significantly smaller than what several issuers spend on traditional mail pitches. Capital One and Discover spent $377 million and $196 million, respectively. Coming up, how students are getting ready to confront emerging legal issues with AI. U.S. law schools are adding artificial intelligence courses to their curricula in an effort to get students ready to confront the emerging legal issues around artificial intelligence. The Wall Street Journal's J.R. Whalen has more.
As artificial intelligence permeates our devices, our workplace, and society, it's inevitable that the legal responsibility of AI is going to be a growing concern. And U.S. law schools have recognized that, and they're adding AI-related coursework. Wall Street Journal reporter Jared Counsell is here with some details. So, Jared, Columbia, Stanford, and Harvard law schools are among those who have added courses that touch on AI topics.
Yes, those law schools, as well as the law school at the University of Chicago and William & Mary University, some of these schools have already had technology-focused kind of courses, you know, touching on internet, privacy, and things like that. But we started to notice that more of these schools are introducing AI-focused courses for their students, who ultimately will be the lawyers and judges and regulators of the future.
What's the sort of training that the coursework aims to give these law students?
These courses are designed to give these law students exposure to some of the current and potential issues around artificial intelligence, and just get them associated with, you know, questions that might arise, like, you know, what happens when an algorithm violates someone's civil rights, or who should be at fault when an autonomous vehicle is involved in an accident with someone. And even beyond those types of questions, artificial intelligence is increasingly being used by regulators for enforcing the law. The U.S. Patent and Technology Office and the Social Security Administration, they're all using AI to address some of the workload and the paperwork that they have, and it's raising questions like, well, how come a computer gets to decide which case is seen and isn't seen? And so these lawyers, again, they're not here to answer these questions or come up with solutions, but just to start exploring some of the potential issues that might arise.
This is like part of a brave new world that we're in. It's possible, as you pointed out in your story, that someday a party in a lawsuit could be represented by a machine.
Speaking with a professor at the University of Chicago and Anthony Casey, and he mentioned that it's not far-fetched that we could have systems that one day will automatically create contracts and, you know, potentially represent parties in a lawsuit and even be parties to a lawsuit. There's already algorithms today that are creating music, and who has the copyrights to that music, who gets paid from the royalties. You know, all of these questions are starting to come about.
And Yale Law School was one of the pioneers in this area. They offered AI-related courses as far back as 2014. And a Stanford law professor you spoke with said it's important to get future lawyers and technologists in the same room because there's a lot for them to discuss.
There's been this divide, if you will, where the lawyers don't really understand the underlying technology and how it works and, you know, what is a machine learning algorithm. And on the flip side, the computer scientists aren't really thinking about some of the legal implications of the way they design their system. So the idea at Stanford and even some other schools is to get them in the same room so they can start discussing these issues and maybe come up with ideas that the other group didn't think of or couldn't think of.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Jared Counsell joining us here in our studio. Some fantastic work being done on artificial intelligence here at the Journal. Really a good idea to go check it out on WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Search for WSJ Pro Artificial Intelligence to check it out. Jared, thanks for coming on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And that's your tech news briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.